wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crackin' like? And this is the Big Boss Dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gon' do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, Big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
John Jay and Rich, thank you for listening. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. Call us. Peyton, remember one time, I think we talked off air, I don't think we got onto it on air, about a meme you posted that was inappropriate by mistake?
Yes.
What happened with that?
So it was actually a really unfortunate event, and I'm really glad that Instagram has changed their format on how to send posts to like your friends or post on your story. Because on Instagram, I found this like really funny meme, but it was definitely inappropriate. And I meant to send it to Kadeem, my boyfriend. And come to find out, I like look at my DMs maybe like 4 hours later. And I have like 15 messages of people saying like, oh my gosh, did you mean to post this? So I posted it on my story, my Instagram story, and it lived there for 4 hours when I meant to send it to my boyfriend. And it was very inappropriate. Like, it should have not been on there. Super embarrassing.
So on the along the lines of that, a couple months ago, you know, when I post something on my Reels, I always feel that I think you need to add music to it, and it's they make it really easy to add music to your reel when you're editing. And so one day on Unfug Feet, there was a video of Kyle, and I just go to the music, and I just go to new music, and I just look for I just put whatever, right? So what happened was I used Louis Capaldi's. A lot of times I'm putting that up there, and I don't even have the volume on. I just look for a song and put it on. And that's what I did with Louis Capaldi. And then Louis Capaldi took that video and posted it, and it kind of went a little viral, and it was a very exciting time. So, yesterday, I'm at the restaurant Over Easy. I do commercials for them. My son works there, and I love the I truly, truly love their restaurant. And every quarter, I do a photo shoot with them with whatever food item I had that they were pushing. Right, like we did the John Jay Burrito Bowl, then we did the peaches waffle, and now there's a new one that I was doing. It's a sweet potato hash with eggs. It's freaking phenomenal. Yum. It's so good. And then when I got there yesterday to do the photo shoot, now my wife just a couple days ago, she had one of those things under her face, and she really doesn't do anything where it's red. I don't know, like one of the Kyle, you and I have done.
Like a microneedling or something like that?
Another thing, like with the red light, and it burns your face.
Oh, okay.
So we go to this photo shoot yesterday, and they have created something for Blake. It's a strawberry shortcake, and it's phenomenal, right? So they, all of a sudden when I get there to sit down, they're doing a photo shoot with my wife. Like, and there's cameras everywhere, and there's people everywhere, and I'm like, what a cool moment to see this happening to her. So I got some video and I shot the video. Now, cut to later on, like around 5-ish or 6-ish, I thought, I'm going to post this video. So I go on my Reels and there's the video. It's a short video. And I go to the music and I go to the new music and I scroll up. And then my son comes walking in and distracts me. And I just tap on the song. I see Nicki Minaj and I just click on Nicki Minaj.
Uh-oh's
right.
That's all you got to say.
Right?
I know, because her lyrics are not necessarily
Yeah, we edit those a lot.
My son, Jake, who works at Over Easy, I go, Jake, go to my Instagram, check out the video of Mom. Now they got a menu for item for Mom. Because Jake is, he's the jack of all trades at the restaurant, but most of the time he's hosting people. And part of the deal when he hosts people, he has to tell them about the specials. And so it's so funny where he has to tell them about his dad. Check out the John Jay Burrito Bowl. Check out the John Jay whatever, right? So now I thought it'd be funny. Check this out. Now you got to say, check out my mom's thing and my dad's thing, right? And so he goes on to look at it. He's like, why do you have this song on? I go, what song? He goes, this song. Why is this song on? And the song, and I'm not going to play it for you. You just got to go. It's called Pound Town.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Damn, that is such... look at the title?
Grant. No.
What?
No, what?
We love Pound Town. Me and Grant love Pound Town.
And oh, you picked
remember,
a good song.
I was in here singing Pound Town the other day, and you looked at me like, what are you
That's
talking?
The song you
yes,
were singing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was like, what song is that? It's so grab. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So and then Blake gets all pissed, and she's like, what did you do? What song did you do? Nothing, nothing. So I had to delete it right away. It was so, it didn't, it actually worked with strawberry shortcake.
Oh my God.
No.
Like this song starts, it's like, I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds, and then it gets into like a really nasty song.
So graphic. And there's my wife holding the strawberry, playing the strawberry shortcake, all smiling.
That's terrible.
I think they're going to have a line outside the door now for that. I mean, that's where that's going.
So instead, I went back and I switched, and I know what this song's about, but it works better with Strawberry Shortcake. I went with Justin Bieber's Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. But that's about something else anyway. Right? But Yummy, Yummy, Yummy is about something else, but Pound Town, the clip I used from Pound Town, is the thing that Yummy, Yummy, Yummy is about. Right. But very graphic.
Yes. Yeah.
It's super
viral.
One's a metaphor, one's direct.
That song's viral?
That song is super viral. Like, it's actually a remix. No. Nicki Minaj is a remix of it. So she got like a new feature on it, and it's this new upcoming rapper, and it is raunchy. That song, that music video is raunchy.
It was such an honest, innocent post.
I can't believe you didn't look at the title of this song.
I never do.
The title of the song would have told you.
Sometimes
not to post
I just scroll. I have this habit right now. I kind of like it. Like, let's say I'm going to post a foot picture on Unfugged Feet from Kyle. I go to the gallery of Kyle photos and I just scroll, especially if we haven't done a new photo shoot. I scroll and then boom, and I play a game. Now, that's a picture I'm going to post. So I do it with the music too. I scroll. Boom. There you go. Nicki Minaj.
It just works.
Nicki Minaj. Okay. She's a happening artist. What if Nicki Minaj reposts my stuff like Lewis Capaldi? Wow, this is great. This really helped market this Strawberry Shortcake. Whoa. When I have my 20-year-old son go, why did you use this song about mom? Huh?
Mortifying.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's brand new Pound Town. Just kidding. Kiss FM Pound Town. Just kidding.
Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
What are you guys drinking? What's going on here? Peyton and Grant came in. Looks like they're drinking beer.
I wanted to party, but I can't party anymore, so I brought in non-alcoholic beer for the producing team, except I only had 3 non-alcoholic beers left. So
you're drinking non-alcoholic beer?
Non-alcoholic. They're delicious.
They're not. I smelled it.
Oh, whatever, Kyle. You're just a hater. Now,
is it like that with the black label on it like that?
No, I just covered it up.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I don't want to...
Endorsement reasons.
Yeah, endorsement. I've got multiple
beers.
I got
beer
endorsements.
And it tastes like regular beer, Peyton?
It does.
It's very refreshing. It's got a nice bite to it. It tastes like all the things you want it to taste like.
Is it an O'Doul's?
No.
Again, if you want to know what it is, you're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah.
I like that label that you made. It looks
it
cool.
It is good, though.
Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes?
Yeah, we need to stay on our toes a little bit today because some weird vibes are definitely going down, and I'm not a fan.
Okay, let's go to JC. JC, thanks for holding. What's your sign?
Yeah, no problem.
What's your sign, JC?
Hi, guys. Taurus.
All right, JC, so you have overlooked information that will cast some doubt on the facts of which you have based your conclusions on. But you need to be really, really careful about this because sometimes your facts are only your reality. So kind of moving forward today and the rest of the week, make sure that you're paying attention to that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, JC.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
On line 13 is Roxanne. Hey, Roxanne.
Hi.
Hi. What's your sign?
My sign is a Capricorn.
All right, Capricorns, you guys are probably going to get angry with someone whose manners are just not up to par today, but don't go too far and make a big issue of it because you may be the epitome of politeness, but not everyone possesses your love of fair play. Rich, I don't want to hear it. Word wrong?
Oh, did you ever?
It's epitome.
Epitome?
Yeah.
Hey, this says epitome.
You might be the rectum.
Maybe there's a different word that means the same thing. That's epitom.
Epitome? There's is that not. Seriously what that word says?
Yeah, I think
epitome.
So.
That is not. Roxanne, you aren't laughing at me right now, are you?
The children are right to laugh at you.
I thought when she said epitom that she was using a big word.
Me too.
I was like, there's a...
Hilarious.
I saw
be the
Rich's
epitom.
Face and I was like, well, maybe that was epitome.
You know, I have a lazy eye, so I can definitely see Rich every time I say something wrong. And I just, Rich.
I twitch, don't I? I'm
sorry. I didn't even catch it.
It's like Rich's whole body elevates.
Yeah, it does. Like, and he looks at Kyle.
Okay, so Peyton just said she was reading and you read the word epitome, which is spelled like epitom.
Yep.
And you said epitom.
Yeah.
And when you're doing a horoscope, there's all these kind of words sometimes in the horoscope world, and so I just thought that was a horoscope word.
No, she leaned into it hard. I was proud of her.
Yeah, it's your chakra and the epitome.
I don't see what's... Hey, I'm changing the narrative here. It is no longer epitome. It is epitom. Okay?
Fair enough.
All right, and I feel like I've had issues with that word in the past, so maybe I need
that a... is okay. The epitom of college graduates.
That is true. Yeah.
It's gradutits.
Yeah.
Hates. Like the people that misprinted the things.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. Let's move on.
Okay, thanks Roxanne. Have a great day.
Thank you guys, you too.
Cindy, what's your sign? Good morning.
Good morning, Gemini.
All right, Geminis. Someone you work or do business with is way too experienced to be taken in by things that clearly just do not add up. So make sure that you know what you're talking about and don't kid yourself for even a moment that you might be able to confuse them because you're just going to fool yourself.
Uh-oh. All right, I will keep that in mind. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye, Cindy. Seth. Seth, thanks for holding. What's your sign?
Yeah. Aries.
Seth, are you a sensitive person?
Not really, no. Well,
that's going to change for you today because you are in a sensitive area of your life, so this is not a good time to challenge somebody in a position of power. You probably think that you have what it takes to look good at their expense, but they definitely have some tricks up their sleeve, and you don't want to find yourself in a bad situation at all.
I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah.
Good luck today. I'm thinking about you.
All right, Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Seth. Yeah, my wife's an Aries. She's the eptum of sensitive.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, if we didn't get to your sign there, I'll post it. JohnJayAndRich.com. JohnJayAndRich.com.
Stop just yelling at the radio.
Call us. 877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know?
Apple has promised with their new iOS 17, your iPhone can learn curse words. That's right. Your favorite four-letter word will no longer be corrected to duck. They didn't say that this was specifically so people could cuss on text. They said, our word correction and prediction system has been much improved. I was like, okay, but we know the real reason. That's pretty cool because it is pretty frustrating when it gets corrected to
especially
that.
Especially when you're upset and you really are trying to speak
you're
with
in a
passion.
Fight.
Yeah, and it's like you're all caps locks and it's like, what is this? And it's like,
what the duck? And you're like, quack, quack. Never mind.
Exactly.
Forget it. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
So that it will have to learn it. So you'll have to type it a couple of times, which if you already type it a couple of times, the chances are that's going to be fine. Now, remember when that record breaking lottery prize of $2 billion was given away?
Yeah.
I was like blown away. And it took a while for the guy to come get his prize, probably because he was lawyering up and whatnot.
And he's buying like mansions everywhere.
Yeah, his name is Edwin Castro, and he's in the middle of a huge lawsuit because there's another guy named Jose Rivera who claims he's the one that bought the ticket. The ticket was stolen from him and ended up in Edwin's hands, and he's not the rightful winner. So now the California Lottery has been pressured to release the video of Edwin actually buying the lottery ticket that he claims he did to win because this Jose guy says, listen, I bought it here. The video would be here. It would prove the fact that I'm the rightful winner of the $2 billion.
Well, I would just take the $2 billion if I was the guy that faked it and I'd have the other guy killed. You got the money. Shut up. You got $2 billion. I'm going to give you $20 million to take this guy out.
That's ridiculous. But it should be very interesting. I'm like, oh, man, things are getting really juicy. Like, I wonder if they do find the video and it's not this Edwin guy. Like, that poor guy. What a high and then an extreme low. Like,
yeah, nope. Give back the mansion you bought in Beverly Hills.
All that stuff you just bought. Pay up, mister.
What a drag.
So ridiculous.
That's why you got to stay anonymous, huh? If you really win the... Because people are going to come after you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You ever seen Lottery Ticket with Bow Wow? Exact perfect
no,
example.
But that sounds like an amazing watch.
So good.
Yep. This is happening in real life now. Now, this is super gross. It's like almost as if we learned nothing during COVID. In a recent survey, they found like, while 93% of people think washing your hands is essential to health, it's good to wash your hands, keep them clean, keep the germs out. Only 45% of people say, 45% of people admit that they just don't use soap. They just skip the soap and rinse their hands off and figure that's good enough.
I've seen people do that in the bathroom a lot. They're intimidated because someone else is in the bathroom, so they just get their hands wet so that you see them go. I analyze these people all the time.
I feel like that would intimidate you to wanting to wash your hands.
Right, but a lot of times they don't.
I feel like the only way that that's acceptable is if you're at your own home and you're going to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Totally.
Like, that is so gross.
I only really wash my hands when someone's in there so they can see me.
Ew.
Really?
Just a wash cred? Hand wash cred?
I won't really wash my hands after I go to the bathroom at my own house, but anywhere else, I feel like it's totally necessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's never a bad idea to wash your hands anyway.
Yeah. It's true.
I'll just do a walk by a sink and wash my hands for no reason.
Well, yeah. Sometimes, like, you, even if you didn't just go to the bathroom, you can feel your hands start to get dirty.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I just need to wash them just to feel better about myself.
I usually will, like, lick the handles of the faucet.
Gross.
Then wash my hands.
That sounds
good,
safe.
Good hygiene.
And that's three things you need to know.
Call us now. 877-937-1047. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Drea's on the line. What up, Drea?
Hi, guys. I'm just calling in because, I don't know, so I'm 3 weeks into an engagement, which is awesome, but I've just been really kind of plagued by this feeling like, okay, I don't want to come across as like shallow, and I hope that that's not what it is. I just, so the ring is, it's really small.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know. I don't mean to be like, it's just that we had talked about like what kind of ring he would get me, and like it's not that.
Just out of curiosity, Kyle Payton, is bigger better for engagement rings?
Yeah.
For sure.
I was going to say, you are speaking to Ms. Kyle over here who has a rock on her finger.
She does.
And your wife who has a rock on her finger, and the same thing as John Jay.
I think honestly, like I do love my ring and I think it's great. And I like, there's always like, oh my gosh, big diamonds are beautiful. I think that's great. But like also at the same time, like if you're in love with your husband and like you really want a bigger ring, if that's a priority to you, maybe it doesn't have to be a real diamond. Like I just want it to look like this, because they have like some really good, I think they're called like moissanite. It's like not a real diamond, but like on a diamond tester, it tests like positive or whatever. And supposedly those are really good options if that's a priority to you. But I mean, like ultimately, and you probably said it in the beginning, like you don't want to sound shallow, you don't want to sound whatever. Like ultimately, it's not the ring that matters, it's the man. So it's like, you know what I mean? You got to make sure you're getting the good one there, because you could always upgrade your ring down the line.
True.
Or get, you know, like get a falsie.
Here's what I'm taking this. Like Drea said that they talked about what kind of ring she wants and that kind of thing. So that's what I'm thinking about. You guys know I am actively trying to convince my boyfriend Kadeem to propose to me. And literally the other day, like last week, we were laying in bed and I was showing him what type of ring I want and what style I like and all that kind of thing. And I was like, you need to get with my mom and my grandma. Like, you guys need to go shopping. This is what I'm looking for. And he was like, hold on, like, pause, rewind. Like, you're going to get the ring that I think you're going to like. And I'm like, no. Like, I am not okay with that, because I'm sitting here showing you what I want on a ring and what I'm going to love and be proud of and all that kind of stuff. And you're telling me no? Like, because you want it your way? That is not how that works. Isn't it a happy wife, happy life?
Yeah.
Like, we need to start that now.
I think, you know, he wants to be in charge of something. And here's what I did with Stacey. I'm like, you tell me exactly the cut that you want, exactly the thing you want, but let me pick the surprise of how I propose.
I would think your fiance would want you to have a ring that you really want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe you can't get the diamond as big as you want it, but then maybe you go, oh, if that's important to you, maybe we work on that for down the line or something. But it's almost like you don't want Kadeem to get you something that you hate wearing.
Yeah, right.
You know, or it's just not your style. Not necessarily that you're not grateful for the ring that he got you.
Exactly.
It's also a piece of jewelry that you're wearing every day.
For real. I think, Drea, I think you should, like, set your goal. Like, I think Kyle had a good thing, like, upgrade it when you guys are ready, like maybe have that conversation. And it's like in 10 years, maybe you get to renew your vows and that kind of thing. And then you upgrade.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we did talk about it. And I guess like, I feel like it just went through one ear and out the other. Right. Like, and I'm like, what, you know, and I show my friends and stuff, and like, it's just, I am embarrassed and I feel really bad about it.
They go, oh. I like, one of my favorite slams is when you see someone that got engaged just for fun. I'll go, oh, that's cute. When are you getting the stone put in?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that is
messed up.
Anyway, Drea, I don't know if we guided you anyway.
You would say that to me.
Oh, red flag. It's a red flag. He needs to dump you.
No.
No.
Drea, thank you for calling and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
You know when it gets the last call and all the dudes kind of start creeping up on you?
We have the solution.
Give them the John, Jay, and Rich Drunk Dial line, 602-888-1933. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Can I tell you where my brain goes when I hear that song? That's Harry Styles. Harry Styles was dating Olivia Wilde, who was married to Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso. And Ted Lasso ended season 3. They said it was the whole series finale. Then, you know what I read today about Ted Lasso?
What?
Oh, what?
That there's a picture of the coaching staff without Ted, and it says, what's it say? It says, Oh my God, let me look it up real quick. But he says something. There's a picture. Oh, it says smells like potential, and it's Roy, it's Nate, and it's Coach Beard.
Mm. Are they going to kill off Ted Lasso?
No, he went home. Well, oops, spoiler.
Oh, spoiler.
But it's like, it sounds like they're doing a, they're teased like there's going to be a season four.
But it's not Ted Lasso without Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of great characters. You probably could build a show without the main character.
Yeah, but it's not Ted Lasso.
Yeah, you're right. Then again, remember Roseanne? She left the show, but then they changed the name to the Connors. So maybe it'd be the last.
They'd have to change it.
It'd probably be called Richmond something. Whatever the name of it, what's called? Richmond, Virginia?
Whatever their team's called.
AMC Richmond. Anyway, our phone number is 877-937-1047. I'm telling you that because when you hear what Peyton's about to tell us, if you can participate and understand what she's saying, please call 877-937-1047. Because I think when you get into a relationship with someone, they have a past.
Yeah.
They have exes. Right?
Yeah.
But your post I saw on Instagram the other day, I was like, what? Explain, please.
So I was just in the car with my boyfriend, Kadeem. And, you know, he doesn't really talk much. It's mostly me doing the talking and the rambling. And I was just like literally just like staring out the window with silence for 5 minutes. And I randomly hit him with, how many girls have some of your old stuff? Like, who's out there rocking a Kadeem shirt? Or who's out there rocking some sweatpants or a hoodie that's yours? And he like kind of laughed it off. I was like, no, seriously, like how many girls are out there that have your clothing items? And he was like, why are you asking? And I said, because I want it back. I was like, so to all the girls that used to like my boyfriend, we want our stuff back. I don't care if that shirt is 7 years old. I don't care if it's 10 years old and dirty and dingy and greasy. I want it back. Give it back.
Why?
Because you shouldn't have it. Why do you have it? I want it. Give it to me.
Is there memory of him?
Why are you thinking about my man? Give me my stuff back.
Is there like a closet of stuff that's out there? Like, are there a lot of girls?
I'm sure.
What inspired this?
Oh, look, Grant's bringing his shirt. Oh, you have. This is Kadeem. So you guys had a little moment a few months ago?
What inspired the repo? Like, I need to have nothing of you can be out there. What inspired that, Peyton?
I don't know. It just popped into my head because I was like, I know how many clothing items that I had from guys in the past. So I bet you there's like a bunch of girls out there that have all of his
do
stuff.
You still,
and I want it back.
Do you still have clothing? Do you sweatshirts from other people?
No, that's wrong. That is not okay to do.
Well, so you ditch those?
Yeah, give them to like Goodwill or something.
Okay.
You don't keep those. But I know that there's girls out there that are that are repping a Jefferson Demos t-shirt with my boyfriend's name on the back, and I want it back.
Jefferson Demos? What's that? Is that his high school?
Where he went to high school. I know that they're out there rocking Kadeem's little AAU team for basketball. Give it back.
When you get it back, because I assume this is going to happen for you, will you keep those or will you destroy those because another girl wore those?
I'll probably use them as like rags to clean up stuff off the floor.
But when you posted on Instagram to all your followers,
yes,
you were like, give me back Kadeem's stuff. If you have my boyfriend's stuff, give it back.
Yep.
Like the fact that you had to make a blanket statement like that on social media, there are that many people that have this stuff. And did you get any responses?
Well, I got a lot of, not a response of the girls that may have had his stuff, but I got a lot of swipes up on it, like laughing, saying like, I feel the same way about my partner. Like, we want it back. Give it back. You shouldn't have anything in your closet that makes you think, oh yeah, I remember that time. Nope, not
he
happening.
He liked me
not
so much, he let me have this great hoodie.
Exactly.
You don't want that out like, there.
And I know how I ended up with guys' stuff, and I don't need them to have it.
Did you give back the guy's stuff? So
no.
if your ex-person's was asking for their stuff back, would you give back the stuff you have to them?
Yeah, I would think that's weird, though.
Okay, well, then what are you doing?
I know. What if they've already donated it? Or it's in a drawer somewhere and they totally forgot about it.
She doesn't believe
them. Who cares?
No, but what I'm saying is, so you, if somebody was making a plea to you, give back something you have, you wouldn't do it.
Oh, well, I don't have it, but if I did have it, if the girlfriend came to me and said, hey, I want that old t-shirt, I'm like, here you go.
But you don't have any more. You got rid of it.
No, because I got rid of it because I'm a good girlfriend and I don't wear other people's clothes in my house.
So I had three girlfriends, right? Three. And the third one, before I met my wife, Blake, I was on the rowing team in college and she took my hoodie and I forgot about it. I'm a little ADHD, forget about stuff. And then Rich and I are doing a radio show. And I get a box in the mail, and it was my stuff. She just returned my stuff without asking. And you're talking like a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
So and she kept it. She had a box of John Jay memories.
She did.
And that's a shame.
But she gave it back.
Well, good.
And
she
it's really weird that we're talking about this now because my wife and I discovered this thing. It's you know, I always talk about the Time Hop app. But if you go to your phone and you go to your photos and you just type in like today's date, it brings up everything from today's date. So it's fun to go back, especially in her phone, because she's got all these pictures when our kids really little, and it's fun to look back. Last night before bed, she's going through the pictures and she's like, how did this picture get in here? It was a picture of that girl that returned my stuff and me, and we were doing an appearance in Denver. I don't know if you guys remember when she showed up.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I totally remember that.
Yeah. And she's like, what, why is this in here? I'm like, I don't know.
That's weird. Why would she show up?
Well, I mean, somewhere along the line, I think we obviously took a picture together.
Yeah. Well, we were doing a concert and she showed up. Like, you know, when we take pictures with listeners, she was in that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she would have been in the picture.
Like,
so,
that's so awkward.
And then my wife's like, how's it in my phone? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I did something wrong.
That's so funny.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I have a few pictures in my phone of like Kadeem's like old little flings and him, like prom pictures.
But why? Oh, could you screenshot him and put
them
in your phone?
Because I think it's hilarious. Like, I went to dinner with his dad and he was like, look at Kadeem. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me take a picture of that. So every time he irritates me, I'll just show him. I'll be like, you remember this?
Right. Well, I told her.
You go back to that?
When my wife brought up,
some deep feelings,
when my wife was like, why is this picture in here? I was like, I don't know. You have a picture of me and my ex-girlfriend. I don't know why you have it. And my immediate response was, I got pictures of you and Alex in my phone. Her boyfriend. And she's like, you do? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have. I mean, my whole concern with that photo of me and my ex-girlfriend was my outfit. I remember Rich and I both.
Green shirt?
No. We both owned the same sweater. It was a black and white striped sweater, like a cashmere sweater. Black. It was gray and straight. And one day we both wore them to work at the same day. And I remember, I said, I'm never wearing this again. But I'm in this picture. That's how long ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. I don't know why she would want to go and talk to you.
We had the same sweater? We were sweater buddies?
Mm-hmm. Because we shopped at the same place at Moody Blues.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how you found us.
But I'm so thankful that you did. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. It's time for Stacks and Hacks. Stacks of information that I have that need to get out, and Rich has life hacks that can help you. Now, for Stacks, this is so great. There's a new test. It's a quick way to figure out if you want someone in your life. It's called Two Beers and a Puppy. So you ask yourself, would you want to have two beers with this person? And if that's yes, would you trust this person look after your puppy for the weekend? If you answer a clear yes to both, that means you really value your relationship with the person and you like them and you trust them. But if you answer one or both questions to no, you have to make a choice. Should you invest time into fixing the relationship, or is it a sign that you've grown too far apart and it's time to move on? Two beers and a puppy. Think about that. Hotels.com list dropped of the most unusual room service requests. Diet water, melted ice cream, and blowfish.
Isn't blowfish like super dangerous to eat?
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like the typo was something else.
Okay.
People on social media are talking about the red flags that you've noticed while looking for a job. Okay, so you're out looking for a job and you read the job description. These are some red flags. It says, being told during the interview that they're looking for people who only come to work for a paycheck. They don't, because we're a team. They don't want those kind of people. Must have a bubbly personality. That's a red flag. A unique challenges. That's a red flag. Salary to be discussed. Red flag. A fast-paced environment. Red flag. That usually means chaos with no one in charge.
Okay.
That's kind of like here. This is a very fast-paced environment.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, it sounds like a good thing for a job, because that means you're not bored at work.
You know, it's funny. Whenever we look for a job, you know, Rich is the one with the beautiful vocabulary, and he has a good way with words.
You mean when we're looking to hire somebody?
Yeah. And this is the number one red flag, and I feel this is how you would describe a position.
Okay, go ahead.
First, okay, let me ask you to describe a position. If there was an opening, if we were looking to hire someone in Peyton's job, describe that personality.
Like tapped into culture, authentic, yourself, open book, like that kind of thing. I would say stuff like that.
But then you would also say rock star.
Yeah,
we're looking
for
a rock star.
For sure, just like we say, an audio ninja.
The number one red flag when looking for a job is they use the term rock star.
That's so funny. I'm pretty sure Rich has called me a rock star once upon a time in life. Thanks, Rich, because I am.
And you are.
I feel like I just saw, it's like a Geico commercial or some commercial where it's like, you're not allowed to call people rock stars anymore in the workplace.
That's right.
And then it has all the different like actual rock stars coming into the workplace
being like
you don't get to call them.
A new poll asked people if they've ever regularly slept with a stuffed animal as an adult. Anybody in here slept with a stuffed animal?
As an adult, no. Yeah. Mm.
23% of people say yes, including 22% of men say they slept with it. Pizza Hut in Japan has debuted a wiener coffee pizza. It comes topped with coffee sauce and cream cheese. It features a crust lined with wiener sausages. It was inspired by a social media joke.
Okay.
I think the coffee The coffee sauce sounds gross, but the wiener on the it's just like sausage. An American idiot was arrested by Canadian police last Friday after his GPS failed him. He drove across the border to Canada. Well, they found $350,000 worth of weed in his car and $600,000 in cash. And he can't blame the GPS because he put the wrong address in. And they caught him at the border.
Oh, that's a big mistake. Mm-hmm. But somehow I doubt that it was that story.
Right.
A polo shirt. Remember the polo shirts? Like, I wear them sometimes.
Yeah.
They were designed so that the collar could be turned up. It's to protect your neck from the sun when you're playing tennis. So frat boys who pop their collar, they got that right. They're doing it right. Anybody in here dermaplane their face?
Yeah, I have before.
You have? Yeah. My wife does it every once in a while. I think she does it like every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks. I'm not sure. Eva Mendez, Ryan Gosling's wife. Did you hear about what she said?
Yeah.
She says she's a hairy beast. She needs to dermaplane her face every other day.
That's like not good for your skin, I don't think.
Yeah, but some people actually, like I have a friend like that. And like she has like unusually high testosterone levels for like a female. And she's like, it's just like if I want my face not to have hair all over it, that's what I do.
Yeah, makes
every,
sense.
Like every other day, it just grows back that
it's
fast.
A lot, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Also, real quick, Black Mirror is coming back to Netflix.
Can't wait.
So the creator of Black Mirror actually asked ChatGPT to create an episode. And he said it was fascinating, but it was also terrible. So he didn't use it. Beyonce had a wardrobe malfunction. Did you hear about that?
No.
Horrible malfunction, wardrobe malfunction during a show in London. But get your mind out of the gutter, Peyton. It was a hat.
Okay.
What do you have for life hacks, Rich?
The easiest way to live longer. In fact, you can live an extra 10 years if you do this. Now, I'm kind of curious. John Jay, how many meals like a week do you say are home cooked for you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Three?
Three? Okay. Kyle?
Four.
Like the majority?
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch. I rarely eat out.
Okay. What about you, Peyton? How many meals do you cook and eat at home
breakfast,
per week?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would say probably like six.
Here's the trick. Experts say that having dinner specifically at least five times a week, home-cooked meals, can help you live an extra decade by 50%. I was wondering, is that just because like restaurants use a ton of salt and butter? Maybe.
Props.
But they say actually it's a mental thing because when you're cooking at home, it gives you a sense of well-being. And a sense of well-being is actually a thing that makes you feel better and it makes you live longer. So eating five home-cooked dinners a week will help you live an extra decade. That life hack and many more are up at johnjayandrich.com.
Hey, in a little bit, I want to get into, I posted something on social media yesterday and it was a total disaster. I'll share that with you after, in like 5 minutes. First, hey, Landon, what's up, man? You're on the air.
Hey, I could burp on command.
Let's see.
That's a good burp. So good, I can burp Landon. On command, but go. Not as big as that.
Let's go.
Yeah, mine sounds like that too.
Yeah.
Oh. Landon, can you burp more than just that? Like, can you burp the alphabet? Can you burp something?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F. I heard it.
Oh, no, that's good. Right. It's strong. He's got good bass.
What else can you do on command, Landon?
I could barf on command.
Oh my gosh.
Let's hear.
Ew, no,
don't
do please that. Don't do that.
Yeah, okay, don't do that.
Please don't do that, Landon.
It's a good flex, though.
Well, Landon, thanks, man. You cheered up our day burping on command. Why don't you burp us out of this? Why don't you burp John Jay and Rich, 104.7 KISS FM. Ready, go. That was perfect. Thank
Dude,
you.
We are going to get in the Hall of Fame with that guy.
John Jay and Rich.
I want to play a game with you all. This is a game I played last night with my wife. I was just testing it out, and her answers made me laugh out loud. I LOL'd out loud, and I thought, I'm going to play this on the air. So I need a timer. Rich, do you have a timer? Okay, perfect. Now I need an intro.
It's Wednesday, and John just got a game for you.
Name of the game is called Wrong Answers Only. Wrong Answers Only.
That's fun.
I'm going to give you a question. You have to give me a wrong answer. If I like your wrong answer, you win.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And you need it for time.
I feel like this is going to be hard because you have to trick your brain.
Exactly. Right. It's like you have to get inside of John Jay's brain too to get a point.
It's so hard. I laugh so hard at my wife's answers. For example, Peyton, we'll start with you. I need the timer, please. What does the E in Chuck E. Cheese stand for?
Elephant.
Wrong answer. That's good. That's okay. Good. That was quick. Kyle, what three products do you use to keep yourself clean?
Dirt, mud, and person's hair.
My wife said the S word.
Wow.
And she never cusses. Rich, how do you find out what a woman is mad about?
You don't ask her any questions at all.
Peyton, how do you find out what a man is mad about?
How do you find out what a man is mad about?
Can't repeat my question.
Okay. You step on their toe.
Kyle, where do you do your laundry?
In my butt.
That is so gross.
Butt laundry.
Rich, what do you eat soup with?
A fork.
Peyton, where do you shop for food?
The side of the road. Well, technically, you kind of can't shop
there. That's right by true. My honey.
My bad.
Peyton, where do you shop for food?
You shop for food at the airport.
Kyle, what do you usually do in the bathroom?
Eat.
Oh, your laundry.
Rich, where do you sleep?
I sleep on the roof.
Peyton, what do you wear to school?
A corset. Don't wear corsets to school. Okay.
Kyle, where do you keep your savings?
Out in the open.
Wrong answers only. That's it. That was a test version of my game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not very good at that game.
It's hard.
That was fun.
It's hard, right?
You gotta think fast.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, Blake's answers were so outrageous, and I couldn't handle them. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
If chaos was a radio show, you're listening to it. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich. We have the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. You just leave us a message. Just tap the little microphone. You can participate in our show.
I deleted my Instagram 5 years ago, and I can tell you I've never felt more confident about myself ever, and I'm 32. I'm just very happy. I don't care if my husband looks at other people because I know looking is not the same as touching. So the argument from the insecurity and the jealousy because the clickbait from the naked girls on Instagram doesn't exist in my relationship. Delete social media. It's so toxic.
She has a really good point.
Yep.
The extra stress of having that.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Lindsay, she doesn't have Instagram and hasn't had it for years and recently made another one like 2 weeks ago. I was out with her at the bar last weekend and she didn't have an Instagram anymore. She's like, I just can't hang. It's not good for me. And I'm like, you're 26 and not on social media. How do you get your information?
That's a good point. It's frustrating
for
me.
She has a phone though, right?
Yeah, she has a phone. So she just like... I mean, she's on Twitter, but like has like a fake profile. It's like, it's not a fake profile. It's just a profile that she gets on to look at the news.
How do you share stuff with? So my wife, Stacy, doesn't have any social media.
Mm.
Now she'll, as a company, she does branding for people. She'll run other people's, but she wants nothing to do with it herself. I don't know how to share like cool videos and stuff with
you
her.
You just send it to her.
No, I do. I think there is like an element of FOMO when if you don't have it, but I can also see the flip side to where it would be incredibly freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, I want to shred on the guitar with you right now, okay?
Let's go.
I need you to come down to Tucson, and we're going to shred on the guitar, all right? Let's do it. Come on, baby. Let's go.
That sounds like a hoot.
Right now. Right now.
Right now.
So, Peyton, let's get into your situation. I find it very fascinating.
Yeah?
Yeah. Last couple days, you've opened up about some things, and I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
What's this one?
So this one is recently, as of, you know, yesterday, my boyfriend Kadeem has decided that he's going to quit smoking. And for some reason, that includes me. I didn't say I wanted to quit smoking, but because I'm a good girlfriend and, you know, peer pressure and that kind of thing, I was like, all right, I'll quit too. Let's see how this goes. Last night, y'all, was rough for me. And I was like, how am I going to fall asleep? Because it's like...
So you say smoking, you're not talking about cigarettes.
No, not cigarettes. No. Like smoking like Mary Jane, the good stuff, the green stuff, and right?
How often will you do it in a week?
I smoke every day.
Okay.
Every night. Like I have to smoke to go to bed. It's like my thing. And so I was like, how am I going to fall asleep? Like, this is going to be really tough for me. And so last night came around and I was like, I got to figure out a way to knock myself out. I can't take a Benadryl because I'll have like jet lag in the morning. So I took half of my Trazodone, which is my sleeping pill, which I know I get nightmares with. I had the worst nightmare of my life last night. I woke up sweating at like 2 in the morning.
What was it?
It was so weird. And I think the reason why my nightmare scared me so much was because my nightmare was taking place in my house and I woke up in my home. And so I like look around, I'm like, what is happening here? Like, I didn't feel like I was out of my dream yet. And so it was really trippy. But basically, I'm in full swing of basketball season for summer for my high school girls that I coach. And so I had a long day at practice. I was at the gym for 6 hours yesterday. And I had a dream that one of my players was trying to kill me, actively try to murder me in my home. It was terrible. She was sneaking through air vents. Oh my gosh, it was the worst thing in the world. And I don't have a very big home, so it was like not a good time for me.
The air vents represent your lungs because you stopped smoking.
Probably.
And your players, the players are you being an athlete and you can't compete. You can't run up and down the court because you're out of breath.
Exactly. I think that we just discovered a new segment. John Jay, you know, figures out your dreams.
I can tell you what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you smoked every day. So Kadeem's like, no problem going to sleep.
Yeah, well, he said I haven't talked to him this morning to see how he fell asleep, but I remember waking up in the middle of the night and saying, you need to come to bed right now. I just had the worst nightmare of my life. And I don't remember if he came in and knocked out or what, but I'm kind of like, I think I need to like sneak it a little bit. Like, is that wrong of me?
Like you'd be in the bathroom. You're
like, I'll smoke when he's like not home.
You think he's going to know? Like, not that easy to conceal.
I think he will. I don't use a bubbler, John Jay, but the effects were there.
Man. You know, it's too bad you didn't. We had the sleep doctor in here for half an hour. We could have asked him about weed and going to sleep.
Yeah, or like tricks when you get off of it.
Huh?
Or like tricks when you get off of the weed.
Yeah. How do you sleep? She can't sleep unless she's smoking weed. I started taking CBD pills from Kyle's friend. I take
those. Work.
Those are legit.
One time, Kyle gave me one. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
One. And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm up to four now. I
take four. Jeez, on you're the so weekend, extreme.
On the weekends, I take five.
You've That's built up many. Your tolerance.
Why do you take so many?
Because I want to be knocked many. Out.
I mean, I think one for me knocks me out in about 20 minutes. What are those CBD caps?
Uh-huh.
Like fast. Four.
Knocks you out so within extra. 20 minutes?
Yeah, for sure.
I can tell you my Aura Ring app. I go to sleep within 3 minutes. Oh, 3 minutes, I'm asleep.
See, that means you're exhausted.
I'm exhausted. You saw me last night.
If you're falling asleep in 3 minutes, I think you're okay.
But my point is I want to stay asleep in deep sleep. And I monitor, and I got an hour and 15 minutes of deep sleep last night. By the way, that sleep podcast, you can hear the sleep doctor. It's fascinating. It's on our Afterwards podcast, wherever you get podcasts.
It's the John Jay and Rich radio program.
Two names,
four hosts,
and a whole lot of fun.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. What's the deal with Pete Davidson, Kyle and Pug?
He's at war with PETA. So he had posted that he was getting a little puppy with his new girlfriend, and PETA went nuts because he did not adopt the puppy. He bought the puppy from a breeder. And so they slammed him, as PETA does with stuff like that. And Pete just decided, I'm going to go ahead and fire back. You have no idea what you're talking about. So he left this message for the VP of PETA.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. And my mom's dog, who's 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired you and
end this message.
I was like, wow. PETA calmly responded back and said, if Pete had done his research, he would know there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog, that at least a quarter of dogs at shelters are purebreds, and he probably could have found the dog at a shelter somewhere.
As somebody who owns and runs a dog rescue, I understand what Pete is saying. I also understand that you want a certain dog, go get the certain dog. I mean, you know what I mean? But right, I also think that, and this is just me, you know, being cynical, he's the voice of Transformers. The Transformer movie opens Friday. that, and maybe he's being authentic, but maybe he might have been led down a path. Here's the phone number to PETA. Call him by his movie people, his people, because there's just something that doesn't seem like he would do that or somebody would do that.
I mean, he came out and said, hey, like, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that, but I'm not going to apologize for standing up for myself and my family.
Right. No, I'm with him. I also want to know, how did his mom's dog die with a, she's a 2-year-old dog? Yeah. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Like, what's, and it's a cute freaking dog that he got.
So cute.
And he's mad at the pet store for filming him. They filmed him coming to buy the dog.
I mean, that's Pete Davidson. They're everyone's going to film you everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why I feel that it's... There's just something in that totally authentic with that story.
It's a weird way to get press, but yeah, you never know.
Uh-huh. Peyton, Elle Fanning, what's the story with her?
So she basically came out on an interview and had said that she basically got declined a role for a movie that was like a father-daughter road trip because she was like not hot enough, I guess, but...
I was 16. I was literally 16 years old. And this person said, oh, she didn't get the father-daughter road trip comedy because she's unfuckable. I was like, at 16.
At 16.
Yes. I mean, I laugh at it now. I'm like, what a disgusting pig.
That's so gross.
Like, not something you should be discussing about a 16-year-old.
Every day we have Taylor Swift news. What's, and especially your dating news. What's this news?
She was seen with a new guy. This one, I kind of feel like I'm into it. So apparently she was at an Arkansas bar with Austin Healy.
Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves from the Lakers.
He's awesome.
And like, I don't know anything about him. Like, that's great that he's a great basketball player. But like, just looks wise, they look really cute together.
Totally.
But I'm like... They went to an Arkansas bar. Like,
is there a picture of them together?
No, not that I've seen.
How does this happen?
Here's what I'm confused at. Taylor Swift is so incredibly private about her love life. Why would she meet this guy at a bar? Like, that's what confuses me about this whole story.
I think he played there. I think he played in college basketball.
At a bar. They would probably meet if they want to have drinks somewhere. Like,
right. Yeah, maybe he lives around there.
I mean, but maybe he plays for the Lakers. Like a chill vibes guy.
Okay, I really like him.
Why would Taylor Swift agree to go to a bar with this guy? Right. You know what I mean? That's the thing that's confusing to me. It's like, she just broke up with Matt Healy, so obviously people want to know, where is she going to go next? Because that was like this whirlwind romance, right? And then she went to a bar to meet a dude? Like, that doesn't seem very
Taylor
Swift
to me. Remember when she went through that phase where she was going to, showing up at people's weddings and performing? She'd just pop up, and she, like, maybe she was at a bar doing something like what Ed Sheeran's doing, and then saw Austin Reeves there. Well, either way, you're right. I think it works. It works for me.
For sure.
Yeah, but I just don't know how it happens where they break up and then they got a new person right away and it's out in the public, because she just broke up with Joe Alwyn a month ago.
Well, maybe that she was entertaining him before she got with Matt Healy and was like, hey, let me circle back around. You just had a great game in the playoffs. You carried LeBron and AD on your back. I'm trying to see what's up.
He hit this three one time. I was watching a game, and the camera was still on him, and he looks at the camera and goes, I'm him!
Yeah, he's cold. He's cold.
Yeah, he's something else.
You've got questions, and we have four unqualified people to give you answers. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I was driving in this morning, you know, and I was going to go to that Starbucks that was closed yesterday, and I was like, but I was in the far lane. I'd have to make an extra effort to pull in there, because I was like, I'm not going to Starbucks. I'm not falling for you. You didn't have it. You didn't have the stuff Friday.
You're not going
to
give me three times.
Yeah, then you weren't open. I drive by. There's a line to get in. It's open and it's busy. And I'm like, what the hell? Then I literally hit every red light on the way in. I haven't had one of those in a long time. You had that happen to you,
That's
Kyle?
That's so frustrating.
So frustrating. Because you're like, you got momentum. There's nobody on the road. It's 4:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is this red light turning? Like, why? Why are you red light right now? There's no one around. You know? So I made a video. I was like, oh my God, like I hit my third red light, and I was like, I'm at my, I put it on Instagram, put it on selfie mode, and I'm like, I'm at a red light, I can't believe I hit every light, then I hit the next red light, right? And I made the video, I put my phone down, and the light turned green, and I went, and then this car honked his horn at me, because it was the green light to turn left, not to go straight.
Oh no.
And I went through a red light, big time, and I was like, after that happens, when you have like, you know, semi like stupid move, like your adrenaline level is like I'm still riding high on that. Like, I don't need coffee, just put my life in danger once a day, and I'm like, oh, whoop.
If you weren't awake, you weren't out.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I get on my phone? Why, that's so stupid, because I never do that. Never. Anyway, that was a stupid move on my part. Meanwhile, this video's gone viral. This woman accidentally squirted the wrong solution into her eyes. She was going to put eye drops in, but she put super glue in her eyes. Listen to her joke about it a little bit.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue, and they're the same size bottle. And I wasn't paying attention, and now my eyes glued shut. What an idiot. What an idiot. And I asked the people, I was like, has this happened before? Have you ever gotten a call like this? They're like, no. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I mean, there's a lot going on that's wrong there. First of all, you're supposed to keep the super glue in a hard-to-find place, like in the junk drawer, way away from things that are like eye drops, don't you think?
Yes.
That's a big, big, big tragic mistake.
That was my
mistake.
First thing. Like, why would you keep it there? I mean, I get it. You're calling yourself out. You already called. You said it, right? Yeah. But it's like, why would you keep it there? Or maybe it was just like she was super gluing something together, and then that's sort of just where it ended up, like her glasses or something. That's why it was in the bathroom.
But doesn't super glue like have a totally different shape? Like if it's in the dark, I'm assuming it's in the dark, she grabbed the super glue, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of a semi-addicted to eye drops right now, and I have two different versions of the containers of eye drops, and they don't look like super glue.
Super glue is like a tiny little toothpaste tube. Right?
Yeah, really tiny.
Like, some of them actually come in like what would look a lot like an eye
drop.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Well, then you cannot keep that anywhere near the eye drops.
I know.
It that happened to me to once. Somewhere else.
I did that once with NyQuil. I thought it was lotion in the dark, and it wasn't lotion. It was NyQuil. And NyQuil's a little grainy.
Yeah.
Let you know. It's like sand.
Yeah. NyQuil's like sand? Isn't it liquid?
Not when it's rubbed all over your body.
Okay. Say no more.
I put lotion in my hair on accident because I thought that it was like my leave-in conditioner, but it was my lotion. And that was not fun.
Does that make your hair all greasy?
Yeah, it was gross. I had to get in the shower and wash my hair again.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that. Yeah. You just have to start over at that point.
Rich, how's married life? Now, you've been married for what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. It's been really, really fun. Everything's great. But I've noticed that when we're out and about, more people stop Stacy to get pictures taken with her than me. And obviously, she's a lot better looking than I am. but she walked up to some listeners walked up to her and had a conversation with her. And I was in the bathroom and I came back and I go, oh, hey, Rich. And then they walked away. At the table. I'm like, well, she's not going to out friendly me. Because they say how nice she is. So I went and walked right up to their table, and I did not leave until they asked for a picture.
Oh, my gosh, Rich. How annoying is that, though?
Don't you want a picture with me?
What kind of answer? No, I don't.
No, we're good. Are you sure? Yeah, we're good. So I'll take one anyway.
I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask them to take a picture. I was just offended that they asked her instead of me. Like, they like her better than I do. I can't have that. These are listeners for our show.
You walked over to their table, and I couldn't help but notice you took a picture of my wife. I'm right here.
That's so funny.
I don't know if you wanted to selfie, and they're like, no, we're fine. No, let's do that. Then Rich probably grabbed his phone, got a selfie. Let me text you this picture. What's your number?
Yeah, she gets stopped all the time. I mean, it's that starting at the wedding. I think that
people took pictures of her at the wedding.
She took a lot more pictures than
that's
I
because am. She got married, Rich, not because she's married to a radio guy.
No, I'm just saying it's our friends and our family there, and she's in all the pictures, and I'm in like three. Nobody was asking me.
Oh, poor Richie.
Rich is so clueless. At his wedding, he's like, hey, I just want you to know, to his wife, people be taking pictures. I'm on the radio. I also do some TV, so be prepared. And she's like, we hired a photographer to take pictures of us. The photographer's taking pictures. He's like, oh, you listen to the show?
Paparazzi.
You pay me, sir.
Mr. Baron. Paparazzi's here, you guys.
Will we post it for you? No, but it's just I noticed that she's very photogenic, so she looks really good in pictures. I do not. I kind of get it.
That might be the People Magazine photographer, you guys.
Right?
I just don't want them to like, I just don't want them to like her better than me when we're out and about. That's all.
I get that. You're a totally delightful person. I mean, how could anyone not want
and they
a picture
just,
with you?
They just zip right on past me.
I can't help but you take a picture of my wife at dinner, and then the people are like, yeah, you paid us. You told us to come here and take pictures.
It's like those kids, the YouTube kids that had the paparazzi follow them around.
It's John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Cassidy, what's up? You are on the air.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I just if we're talking about like little red flags, like I went on a date. It was really fun. I went to his house. We did whatever. Woke up the next morning and I asked if he had coffee and like he didn't. And I'm like, how are you going to have people over and like not have coffee in the morning?
So your concern is this a red flag that he doesn't have coffee?
You definitely need to have beverages for your guests. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm recently a coffee drinker, right? And I wasn't before that. And my dad would come visit and we never had coffee. So he ended up buying us coffee so that we would have it when he came to visit. Because my wife doesn't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. So I don't know if you're single and you meet somebody and they don't have coffee, if that's a red flag.
I know. I've never really been a coffee drinker either. So it's right? Like, the only reason there's coffee at our house is because my husband drinks it.
Right. So it's like, oh, I love cheese. I hooked up with this girl, went back to her house. She had no cheese. Is that a red flag? She had no cheese. I love cheese.
But people drink coffee in the morning.
So Cassidy, is it a red flag that he doesn't have coffee? Like, that's weird. Or you just want him to go to Starbucks for you?
I mean, that's the thing, is he's like lives in the middle of nowhere. So like to like get coffee would be like a 15-minute drive. And I'm like, if I'm leaving and I'm going on a 15-minute drive, I'm going home.
Right. You know what I mean?
Okay, Cassidy, let's get in the red flags. Little red flags. Is the guy not having coffee? Of course, you spent the night with him. You slept with him. And now you're saying he didn't have coffee. Red flag. I think there's a lot deeper. But let's just for fun, let's get into little red flags. 877-937-1047. Thanks, Cassidy.
Thanks.
Hey, Zach. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, so I just I wanted to call in because I was just hearing all that. And, I mean, I'm a grown-ass man, and I order chicken tenders at a fancy restaurant. I don't really see what the problem is. Is that a red flag?
I think it depends who you're asking.
Are you ordering off the kids' menu?
It's like a child off the kids' menu.
Well, don't knock the kids' menu. Save a couple bucks, you know what I mean?
No, I think that's great. But are you like you're doing that on a date?
It depends on what I'm in the mood for.
So it's like you go to a steakhouse and you're like, I'll take the chicken tendies with a side of ranch, please and thanks.
Definitely getting ranch. I love that you know that about me.
Okay. Yeah, and can't you tell a good restaurant by if their chicken tenders are delicious?
That is maybe so
amazing.
True.
They should be.
You might get a burger at a steak place, a fancy steak place. They should be amazing burgers. The chicken tendies should be amazing.
I feel like someone's brought this up with Zach before because the fact that he's a little insecure about it is like, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen this.
My dad's been giving me a hard time my whole life.
Okay, speaking of the steakhouse thing, going with Peyton, if you're at a steakhouse and you order A1 sauce, because you're not supposed to do that, is that a red flag?
No.
Not for you. Okay, is it for you, Kyle?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't care what kind of sauce you get, but if you talk to any chef, they're like, yes.
Right, okay. So with that, I was at a steakhouse with my neighbors. We went to dinner, and I love A1 sauce, but I'll never, ever, ever order it because I heard you're not supposed to do that. My neighbor's wife, she orders a steak, and she goes, and can I get some A1 sauce? And I was like, I can't believe you did that. You're not supposed to order A1 sauce. And then the A1 sauce came, and I put it all over my steak. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, so glad you ordered it, man. And then they brought out A1 sauce and then their own steak sauce.
Okay.
But I was all over the A1. All right, red flags, little red flags. Zach, thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, of course, man. Thank you.
877-937-1047. What are your little red flags? Sean, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
You got a little red flag?
I do. So I dated a girl that could make box brownies. She didn't put the oil and eggs in it, so when I got home and she pulled it out, it looked like a meatloaf.
Can't even make box brownies.
So that's a red flag. Like, you didn't go out with her any longer than that? That was it?
I did for a little while longer until she drove through Randazzo's Bakery. After church one day, her heel slipped off her shoe and she went right over the curb up to the register. So she was just a red flag walking.
Okay, so after that happens and she's in a car accident and crashes into a building, do you kind of go to yourself, you go, I should have caught the red flag, the brownie mix. I knew it right. From the brownie
mix. Yep. Yeah.
Good point. The little red flags are always going to be bigger flags down the road.
True.
Thank you, Sean.
Amen, Rich.
Thanks for listening, man. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care. God bless.
We want to hear about your little red flags that you notice in relationships, and maybe you pay attention to them the next time. 877-937-1047. Nick, what's up, man? You're on the air.
How's it going?
Feeling good, dog. So,
I take a lot of clients out to dinners to schmooze them, and I take them to a steakhouse. And if they order their steak well done,
it's always a bad start.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Really?
If they want a jerky style, it's like you don't appreciate good cook. Okay, wait,
why is that a red flag?
I mean, you don't have taste. If you want beef jerky, go to Circle K.
Dude, okay, let me tell you what. My wife, that's how she orders her steak. It's terrible. Especially when she doesn't finish it, and then she's like, can you eat the rest of my steak? And I'm like, oh, you ruined it, but yes, okay.
I used to get my steak well done, and one of my friends told me that it was like eating a dog chew toy, and never again, medium well all the way.
I just do medium. You gotta have some...
Sorry, Peyton, that's also a red flag.
Sorry. No, I'll take medium well. That's fine. Okay. But well done on a good steak, that's just silly.
It's a crime.
Almost as bad as putting A1 on it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I thought we had something going, Nick. Wow. Wow.
All right, Nick. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Of course. Bye.
877-937-1047. Any other red flags? Are there red flags on the Facebook post?
Yes. One that literally made me laugh out loud. She was like, my little red flag, I burned toast. And I don't know why it was so funny to me, but it was just like the littlest thing. And how annoying is it when you pop out your toast from your toaster and it's burnt? It's like the little thing.
But she's calling out the red flag on herself.
Yes.
She's like, here's, if you're dating me, I burn toast.
It's really good to be self-aware. That reminds me, growing up, my mom used to always like, she would always make like garlic toast. Like it was just regular bread with, you know, like butter and garlic salt on top of it. And she put it in the oven. And it was really good, but probably only about 1 in 80 times she did it. She would not burn it. I'd be like, Mom, how do you not remember the garlic toast? And now I've tried it like twice and I've burnt it. Okay. And I was like, I get it now. You just get busy doing other things.
This one made me laugh because, you know, I'm all about the zodiacs and the horoscopes. He was like, his name's Joe. He's like, I'm an Aries and my name starts with a J. .. And to me, it's like all men that names start with a J, John J, are like toxic men behavior. And especially when you're in Aries, I'm like, oh, geez. Red flag.
Stephanie, what's your little red flag?
Little red flag is when you're out on your date with him and he calls his mommy to ask what he should order on the menu.
Stop it right now.
I would think that's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Big one. Big giant red flag.
It was so huge. It was like a dead stop. Like, no, bye.
What did mom suggest?
I don't recall because I was in shock.
Yeah, she's probably like, don't get the beef because that hurts your tummy.
Yeah.
I was like, are you still nursed? Are we okay over here?
Thank you, Stephanie. I have red flags. I you know, obviously I've been married to my wife for a long time, but there's new developments in life, and I look and I'm, man, if I was ever dating and this person wore those shoes that look like feet.
The toe shoes.
Toe shoes. I'd be like, that ain't happening. I don't care how hot you are, where we're going, you throw on them shoes, it ain't, we are not going out. That's a red flag.
I agree.
Here's a little one for me. When you don't have napkins in your car, how do you not have napkins in your car?
You mean, so like, I'll take extra napkins from Russell, I'll put them in my glove box?
Yep.
Yeah.
You have napkins in your car?
I have Kleenex, not napkins.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay. Same thing. Yeah. Rich, you got napkins in your car?
I don't think I do.
Red flag, Barry.
I'm not opposed to it, but I really don't right now.
I have thing, too. If I was a girl and I was dating a guy and he wore his watch with the watch facing inside, I think it's a red flag that bothers the hell out of me.
You've said that bothers you, like, now as
it
a
does,
man.
It does. I don't trust the person. Unless they're in the military. That's the only way I would accept that.
Do you still have your mustache theory?
Because Maverick was so huge and all these guys wear mustaches, it kind of melts that theory out, you know? If it doesn't look right, then I don't trust them. But a lot of people, like, if I grew a mustache, I wouldn't trust me.
But okay. You're like about the old school mustache for the most part.
Yeah, because I can't grow a mustache anyway, so, you know, but
in the eternal battle of morning show supremacy, we are one of them. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich, we're going to play a game, and we got some good prizes. Abby, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to play Beach Shazam today, Abby, and the prize is tickets to see Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Pitbull.
That is awesome.
Okay. Nick is the host of Beach Shazam. Nick?
Yes, it's me. Hi, it's me.
Let's play.
Good morning.
Let's play Beach Shazam, guys. So here's how it works. I'm going to play you 7 seconds of a song. You have 3 seconds. If you can name the artist of the song and the song title, you get 2 points. Or if you get one or the other, you get 1 point. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We're going to start with John Jay. Today's theme is the Trilogy Tour. The songs of Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, and Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
John Jay, it's your turn.
Live in the Video Loco, Ricky Martin.
2 points for John Jay.
Wow,
right,
I thought
you'd
get an
bad
extra point for speed.
1997.
Hot dog, John Jay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hitting the nostalgia button there.
I'm a big fan of Ricky Martin. Big fan.
Rich, you're next. When your partner round and round, and then
the night is going down. One more shot, I think that is called Timber. Pitbull.
My word. 2 points
featuring
for
Kesha.
Rich as well. And you get the bonus point since Kesha is also in that song. Congratulations, Rick. Peyton.
Shake your bum bum, shake your
bum bum, shake your bum bum. Enrique Iglesias. Peyton gets 1 point, as that was Ricky Martin and not Enrique Iglesias.
Cool.
But congratulations.
Not excited for Shake Your Bon Bon?
No, I've never heard that song.
She looks so
irritated
with me.
You got the answer right, though.
The song's called Shake Your Bon Bon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Shake Your what?
What he said. I said it right the first time. You don't get to take back my point.
I think you did. Kyle, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, Don't Stop the Party, and it's Pitbull.
It is both of those things.
Whew.
My goodness, I want to make sure this is known. Peyton is in last place currently with 1 point.
Cool.
Kyle, 2 points. Rich has 3 points. John Jay has 2 points. And we're going to move on to Abby.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can
be your hero, baby.
Woo, that is fast.
No one even needs the 3 seconds, you guys. This is banana banana pants. I say banana cakes. That doesn't make any sense. Round two. Again, we will start with John Jay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pitbull. No, you want me? What is that song called? 1, 2, 3. I think it's Out the Door, Pitbull.
We were looking for I Know You Want Me by Pitbull.
Oh,
you do get.
Well, the thing about Pitbull songs is he says the name of the song quite a bit.
Yep.
There's not a
and his name quite a bit.
Hidden agendas in Pitbull songs. They are what they are.
There's the name of the song. Why? Because that's all I say in the song.
Don't stop the party.
All right, Rich. Round two is your turn now.
Ricky Martin, She Bangs.
Rich.
Also done by the great William Hung.
Rich taking commanding lead. 2 points there, so he has 5 points currently. Peyton, it's you.
We still play this every day.
I'm going to take you home if I could tonight, is what that song's called.
Okay, and that's not correct. And you didn't give the...
Did you
say Pitbull? Okay, so 2 points.
There's Pitbull, Neo, and what's that song called?
Apparently Afrojack is also in that
Afrojack.
Song.
Oh.
It's called Give Me Everything.
Give me a
everything. Yes.
That's the part you should have put
I like that song a lot.
I should have done that for you, but
What
a horrible human being I am. If you're keeping track, Peyton has less than half the points that Rich does, and we're going to move on to Kyle. Here's a
situation, okay, I know that's Enrique Iglesias. Tonight is the name of the song.
And you're correct. Congratulations, Kyle. 4 points. Total, still trailing Rich. Abby, it is your turn.
All right. Pitbull, Fireball.
Hot dog!
Woo! Abby's
guys,
good.
Guys, I do have a tiebreaker as well. Can we just play name as your brother? I mean, Abby wins the game, but this just made me laugh a lot because I didn't realize this was the case. Okay, Rich, go ahead and play the tiebreaker.
What?
I mean, I think I heard her say it. That was I Like It by Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull.
Ah.
Yeah, she got it.
Congratulations, Abby. Yay. Wow, she smoked this game.
That's going to be a fun show because I like those songs.
Good energy for sure.
Except for Shake Your Bon Bon. You don't like that one.
Yeah, only that. I think she liked the song, but it was just she didn't like getting that as her question.
She didn't like the fact that it's not called Shake Your Bon Bon.
I just don't like you, I think.
That also could be.
Abby, we got you a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Pitbull. You're going to see Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin. I think it's going to be an amazing show. Congratulations.
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, cool. Your scanner stopped.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I saw this. I just reposted this picture. I saw Anthony Mackie, who plays the new Captain America. He's on the set of his movie with Harrison Ford. And I just reposted it. Everything Harrison Ford, 80 years old, is doing like more now than he's ever done in his life. Indiana Jones, Shrinking, and now Captain America. Anyway, Kyle, what are three things we need to know?
So they are saying that self-driving cars may be making traffic worse because they are unable to understand human behavior, which is like, just should be a lesson overall before we just let the robots out to rule the world.
Are those the Waymo cars or are there more?
There's Waymo cars, but also some Teslas are self-driving. There's a whole bunch of different
but like Waymo, self-driving cars. Is that like Uber? Because
there
are two Waymo cars that were on my street yesterday, parked on the side of the road, and I had my wife and kids in the car, and I drove by and rolled down the windows. The cars were on, and nobody was in there.
Really? I feel like every time I drive by a Waymo car, there's a person there.
They have a fail-safe in there, just in case.
I've seen it with not one person in there.
Yeah, well, that happens too, but it's funny because a couple of my friends were telling me the other day they love taking driverless cars. Like, I didn't know if it was Uber or what the company was, but I'm like, I feel like that would be really freaky. They're like, once you get over it, it's great. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have a mean driver. Like, you don't have to listen to their music.
It's my wife won't let me get in one. In fact, the other day we were somewhere and Dutch didn't want to go, and he's like, I'll go, but if I don't like it, I'm going to Waymo out of there.
Good one. So I feel like Jack in the Box is now taking a page out of McDonald's playbook because they've teamed up with Snoop Dogg to have Snoop's Munchie Meal this summer. Sound a lot like every other
genius
McDonald's collab with letters. But this one, it actually looks absolutely incredible. It includes the spicy sauce and loaded chicken sandwich, classic taco, medium curly fries, a baked brownie, and the drink of your choice.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
It's
$14
though. I feel like that's really pricey for a fast food meal.
But I went to Jack in the Box the other day and it was like $40 for four people. So I feel like
that's true. And technically this could kind of be two meals.
Yeah. Yum.
I know.
I'm down.
Snoop's Munchie Meal will be available nationwide June 12th to August 6th. So you only have a little bit of time to take advantage of that. So experts are saying more than ever, people are watching TV shows with subtitles. And I know we've talked about this. I personally do. I know, John Jay, you said you
all
do
the time
as well.
I'm irritated.
I don't know, Peyton, you.
Yeah, I do.
Too,
I don't understand what I'm listening to if I can't read it on the screen.
I know. Yeah. It's so weird.
I went to see the Transformers movie the other night, and I was bummed there wasn't the words on the movie theater.
I don't like it. I think it ruins the moment. I want to see the cinematography or whatever.
Well, it's
I
funny because like, I feel like I'm losing my hearing, and so I feel like that's why I watch, because I'm like, what did they say? And then I look down, and I'm like, that's what they said. Okay. Like, it's kind of.
But people that don't have hearing issues are doing it?
I mean, they are saying, like, right now, the people that are watching TV with subtitles is far more prevalent in younger generations than, like, old people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and they're
that's
like,
funny.
So they looked into it, and they started trying to figure out why is this happening. And they said, it's not your TV's fault or your speakers. Your sound system might be lousy, but that's not why you're hearing the dialogue. They said it depends on what each streaming services use for how they push the audio out. So it's like there's really not much you can do about it. They say Netflix supposedly has the best, most clearest, crispest, like, verbiage of people.
Dialogue.
Yeah. And other streaming services don't. But I still need it on Netflix, too.
Me, too.
So I'm like, what? Because I feel like they mumble.
Yeah.
I do it on all the apps.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
You know, now on Max, too, I've noticed that you have to turn the subtitles off or else they're just on normally. So they must know.
That's not true. I had to turn mine on.
Oh,
me
really?
Too.
I've had to turn mine off every time.
And I notice when the subtitles aren't on. I'm like, there's something wrong right now. And then I'm like, subtitles.
Turn the subtitles on. And if that's you, you just know that you're not alone.
Have you watched one with the subtitles and it doesn't match the words?
Yes.
They're saying something different?
So, like a...
All the time.
Like a dub?
Yeah,
over?
Yeah. No. If they're dubbed over, I've seen
no,
that
No, not if they're
before.
Dubbed over. I've seen it before where it's just...
It's like an English-speaking show, and your subtitles are in English, and it doesn't say the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like they're
trying
to do
when there's like a bad word.
Sometimes it's just sometimes I want to pause it and I want to put it on Instagram because I'm like, look at what they're saying and what it's not because I haven't watched a dubbed over show in a long time. But it was something like that recently.
That's the only time I've ever noticed it. And I'm like, oh, the translation was maybe a little different or whatever. Well, that's three things you need to know.
Peyton, real quick, what's the Kylie Jenner TikTok? I haven't seen it yet.
You know, so Kylie Jenner's on TikTok. And honestly, I feel like we only really get content from Kylie when she's trying to sell us something, which is, you know, I get it. It's cool, whatever. I wish that she was a little bit more authentic on the TikTok like Kim Kardashian, her sister. But she gave us a what's in my purse video. And I don't know why. I love Kylie. I love Kylie Jenner. She's my favorite Kardashian of all of them. And I was just obsessed with watching her go through her purse. And I was like, I need more. And it's like just things like, here's lip gloss or here's this vintage Gucci pair of glasses.
But did you see what everyone's freaking out about?
Yes. What did you see?
Everyone was freaking out about the Rolex. Just it was like a $40,000 Rolex just hanging out at the bottom of her purse.
I didn't see that. I saw actually a lot of backlash on how unauthentic she looks on TikTok. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like, I love her still.
Yeah.
You can't tell me anything that won't make me like Kylie Jenner.
So the TikTok is her just like, hey, I'm going to go through my purse.
Well, she starts and she's like, so I'm dropping a new product. I love this lip liner. It doesn't budge. And she actually does like a little wink. She was like, it doesn't budge when you're doing anything. Wink. And I'm like, ooh, spicy. Ew. Kylie.
Ooh, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, he's getting it on. And then she goes into, this is the most authentic what's in my purse because I didn't clear this out. I have no idea what's in this bag. Mm. But she's like pulling out Rolexes and Gucci bears and sunglasses, like all of this insanely. Like her purse is probably like more money than I've ever seen in my life.
The other day, we were talking about Kendall Jenner. We're like, where is she in Arizona? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I figured
she was
it
on
out.
Her horse. Her horse's name is Arizona.
Yeah.
She's literally on Arizona.
Yeah. But she probably named the horse Arizona because of Devin Booker.
Probs.
Mm-hmm. I really want that to go back.
I do.
Broadcasting live across the world right now. This is the John, Jay, and Rich radio program.